Why are you sitting in this building comfortable now? Those people only have a home, don't know where some of the relatives, where they are. They don't know what you're going to do. They're burning light poles and whatever, trying to cook a meal. And when it comes to the church, our hands ought to be so high. We ought to be so wild. I know it offends some people, but so I'm going to be nice. But our hands ought to be so high. And we ought to be so wild. To God be the glory. Because if it wasn't for God, his goodness and his mercy, you and I could be in the same predicament. It wasn't by luck or chance that you sit here. Where you are comfortable. I bet you they'll give anything to take your place where they are right now. And hear me preach. I bet you, I promise you, I'll get a better response. They'll be saying, yes, thank you. Tell us some more. Tell us some more about this good God. They've been told a bunch of lies. And look what Satan had done. God didn't do that. And if you wanted to stay away from your house and your life, you better learn to pray. You better learn to say, like Jesus said, not coming here. Hello? Come on. Whoo. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Set your affection where? On things above. You see what happened around you. You heard about Just last year when all this riot broke out, all the chaos, the black against the white against the black. They try to pass laws, and I know there's been a lot of injustice done. You know it, and I know it. But you getting mad about what's gone on in the past and get full of hate, not going to change a thing. And that's why Satan wants to rehatch it. Get you looking back. You remember the song by Nat King Cole? You older people ought to know it or heard about it. We had a saying, Nat King Cole got his neck broke last night. Have you heard that one? And we asked him, how? Looking back. You keep looking back in the past. You can't go forward. You are not able to go forward. But if you want to go forward, you better follow the Holy Ghost. How do you follow the Holy Ghost? You have to spend time with the Father in prayer. Hallelujah. Let's look at what Jesus said. Set your affection on things above, not on things of this earth. Give me the next verse. Let me see what the next verse says. For you, ye are what? Dead. Did you get that? So you didn't change over. Ye are dead. And your life is what? Hid with Christ and God. So if you want, now give me Galatians 2:20. Give me Galatians 2:20. For I'm crucified with Christ. That means I'm dead. Christ died. Didn't he? Didn't he do it? Didn't he do it? Didn't he do it? Come on, talk to me. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I. But who? So I'm dead, you're dead. And now I'm living. Christ liveth in me, the life that I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God. The life that I, let me see. But Christ liveth in me, and the life which I now live in the flesh. Where are you? In the flesh. How do I live this life now in the flesh? I live it by the faith of the Son of God. Because if I keep on living like I used to, because see that for my flesh to be in charge is dead. It's gone. Now I live by faith. I set my affection on things above. I seek him. For he infused me. He gives me my daily bread. My spirit soars. My spirit lives. My spirit breathes. My spirit has his activity because I'm feeding on the life source, and God is my life source. So Jesus was teaching them because he knew that that they would be brought into a new realm and into a new order. Give me back to Matthew. Matthew 6. I think I stopped at 10, so we'll pick up at 11. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it's what? See, God wants his will to be done where? In earth, in you, as it's been done in heaven. Then he went on to say, do what? Give us this day our daily bread. Hello? And do what? Forgive us our debts as we do what? Other word, if I hold unforgiveness in my heart, that's going to hinder me. I got to forgive my neighbor, my husband, my wife, my children, my pastor, my fellow believers, my coworkers, whoever wrongs me. I got to forgive them. Because if I don't, my sins will be held. And Satan can work habits in my life. And sin remain undealt with leads to all kinds of problems. Am I too deep for y'all? Sin undealt with leads to all kinds of problems. Hallelujah. Sin will cause you to get in hate, strife, Ouija board, demonic activity, watching stuff, feeding on stuff that's not of God. That's why I gotta set my affection on what? Things above. And not on things on this earth. And you know, when you get involved with that, you know what you don't do? You don't pray. You're not interested in praying.